Once again, in this year's election, some of the polls were wrong, especially in the swing states. One research expert is telling WTOP the reason is simple. There's a dirty little secret that pollsters need to own up to. People are no longer picking up their phones to talk to pollsters. David Hill is director of Hill Research Consultants. He wrote about it in a recent Washington Post op-ed and talked with me on Skype.
People in rural Iowa are very likely to pick up their phone. People in hard-bitten Miami-Dade that grew up in New York, not so much. But everywhere, rates of what we call cooperation are declining. Perhaps for many people, it's sort of a fear factor. They don't know who they're speaking to. They worry it could be a scammer. They worry it could be claiming to be a poll, but turns out to be a fundraiser. So there are a lot of things to worry about when you pick up that phone and talk to a stranger. And I think it's just making a lot of people default to not answering.
Do people in your business just have to work that much harder? Or is it getting to the point where you can't really do your job?
We have to make a lot more calls. You know, I might have to make as many as 100 calls to reach one person that fits a particular demographic profile. Let's say I'm looking for a female Republican in her 40s. So I keep calling. When I finally get a Republican female in the suburbs to speak with me, I've got to think there's something slightly different about her than the 99 before her that wouldn't cooperate. I think the system is broken, particularly in the hardest to contact states, mostly the big urban swing states, in presidential election season. It's very tough. One of the biggest impediments now is sort of out of our hands, and that's the whole barrage of scammers and people calling and misrepresenting who they are, people telling you about an inheritance from Nigeria, or people selling Medicare supplement plans, which happened right in the middle of all this. You know, even people purporting to do polls from political parties that really are thinly disguised fundraising efforts. I think if we could get the cell phone companies, others to work with us to get a lot of the scammers out of the marketplace and perhaps create a system where the recipient can be assured that it's legitimate public opinion research, perhaps licensing official public opinion takers. That would come up on the caller ID. People may still choose not to participate. I understand that. But it would certainly give a lot of people that are not participating now a greater assurance that it's legitimate. We find once we start an interview, people almost never hang up. Because once they see that this is a serious conversation about a serious topic that affects people in their state or community or nation, they want to participate. People want to share their opinions. Some people like, boy, I wish you'd called earlier. Call me again sometime. They enjoy that process. But before we get to that confidence building stage, there are just too many people that are too stressed out about the possibility that this might not be on the up and up.
That's David Hill, director of Hill Research Consultants. In a recent Washington Post op-ed, he writes that presidential polls won't become reliable again until people feel safe enough from scammers that they start answering their phones again.